La ilaha illa Allah.
La ilaha illa Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is with Allah's name, merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all systems of knowledge. Alhamdulillah, Akhmaduhu, Wasta'inuhu, Wasta'dihi, Wasta'filarahu. All praise is due to Allah. I praise him, I seek his guidance. I seek his assistance, I seek his guidance, and I seek his forgiveness. Ashhadu la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu la ilaha illa Allah la sharika lahu. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluhu. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala kareel al-musallim Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is all praise due to Allah. We ask his peace and his blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and on his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat, this day I have completed for you your way of life and chose Al-Islam as your way of life, and I advise you as well as I advise myself first to have taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumu'ah Mubarak. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. That is, I seek refuge of Allah against the shaytan that rejected. Fathkuluruni afkuluruni. Kurkun wash kurku li wala tak fakun sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is surely Allah's piece of truth. The translation is as follow. So, remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me, and deny me, and do not deny me. That is the 152nd ayat of the second surah, the surah al-Baqarah. And again, we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's khutbah title, what better time to remember Allah? What better time to remember Allah. And reported hadith on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has said that Allah the Almighty has said, I am as my servant thinks I am. I am with him when he makes mention of me. If he makes mention of me to himself, I make mention of him to myself. If he makes mention of me in an assembly, I make mention of him in an assembly better than that. If he draws near to me in an arm's length, I draw near to him in a cubit. If he draws near to me a cubit, I draw near to him a phantom. And if he comes to me walking, I go to him at speed. And they have an explanation at the bottom of this to try to help more of an explanation. And I might get back to that a little bit later. But, you know, after having a few days to kind of sit at home and do some thinking, you get to think about quite a few things. Thanks to this, I forgot what they call this last storm. And this is the first time I remember them naming a winter storm, giving it a name. Pedro?
Diego.
I mean, you know, they have. So, but, you know, this ayat has always been one of the favorites of mine. I think it's one of really the first ayats that really caught my attention when I first came into Al-Islam. And my intention was to use 52, ayats 52, 152, and 153. But Allahu Alam, Allah's the best knower. When I ended up working on it, you know, 152 just kept expanding. You know, it's like, I guess, like yeast. You know, the more I kept putting into it, the more looking into it, the more it kept expanding, and I actually had to stop. And what really got me on this was I read a hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was reported that he said that, "Do not talk too much without the remembrance of Allah. Indeed, excessive talking without remembrance of Allah hardens the heart. And indeed, the furthest of people from Allah is the harsh-hearted." And it was there that I began to look into really how much do we in our lives with or without the remembrance of Allah, how much do we do without the remembrance of Allah, with or without it? How much do we really do? And how the less we bring Allah in our lives can make us, you know, make our hearts hardened. And I'm saying that for all of us. How much do we or don't we do consciously or unconsciously? And as we read in Imam Shu'ai's book, where he pointed out Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu's his theory of a person being conscious but not conscience. And that is where we can be alive but not using our intellect. So when we are going through life, and as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported to have said, when we talk too much without the remembrance of Allah, it really makes us without conscience. And with that being said, Allah has commanded us, and this ayat opens up with a fa, and it's a particle. And the word is broken down as fa, uf, kulurinu, kulurini, subhanAllah. And he said, the fa is the soul, and it's the uf, kulurini. And is remember me, is remember me. It's a command verb, it's a command verb. And I bring this up because I believe we really need to start giving more attention and more emphasis to when Allah is commanding the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, which in turn means he is commanding us as his community. And when he is directly commanding us in the Quran, just like in this ayat, this is Allah giving an authoritative order. This is a direction. This is guidance. When Allah speaks, we should listen. And you know, we remember that commercial. And for some of us in that age group, and of course I was a young boy, but some of us can remember that commercial, when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Well, when it comes to the Quran, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks, we who have said la ilaha illallah, we're supposed to listen. And when he has given us a command, it should be even a louder sound for us than anything else. Anything else we have heard, anything else that's there, when Allah is given a command, it should rise up above everything else. And this command verb, it comes from dhakara, and its meaning is to remember. You know, that's the meaning that they give it. Even though that it is much stronger than that. We know that the English doesn't really give the Arabic, the Quranic Arabic, the strength in the meanings. But when we remember, it's our ability to have in or to be able to bring one's mind an awareness of something or someone that we have seen or we've known or we've experienced in the past. We're able to recall something. It's our ability to recall something, to think back or recollect on something. So what better time to remember Allah? And the amazing function that our intellect is as a creation. The creation Allah made is nothing better. This is why they have spent so much money in trying to clone animals, because they're practicing to clone humans. But they can never clone the intellect. And they've made this artificial intelligence. Now, I'm a big, you know, video game. I haven't played video games the last few years. I really got out of it. But I was a big video game guy. And I've seen the advances in artificial intelligence. But there's still flaws. AI is what they call it. But what it doesn't have is that natural instinct that is in the original creation. The original creation that was given from the best of creators. When Allah says produce an ayat for yourself, and he says when he challenges them to produce an ayat yourself, that is not just a challenging for producing the Quran. It's a challenge for producing this type of creation. Don't just limit it to produce a Quran. He's challenging them to produce what the Quran has in it. But that's another kutbah. What I'm pointing out is that we have inside of us something natural that is designed to recollect, remember, reconnect to Allah. The goal of this command is to get that instinct to become what they term as the second nature. Right? That's what they call it, the second nature. We've all heard that, second nature. You know, that second nature they talk about is like a deeply habit, acquired habit, that it's a skill after a while. You know, you use it so much it becomes second nature. Now, why would they want something to become second? We live in a first place world, right? Winner take all type society. But they want something to become second in nature. That's because they want what they have to become first for the masses. Be it drugs, be it materialism, be it anything that's counterproductive to what it should be, as we've referred to it as our original nature, the first nature. The first nature, and that first nature should be what is has in it, is the remembrance of Allah. So does Zachariah. It has a meaning of make mention. And in the opening report of Hadith that I used, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he said that Allah the Almighty has said that I am as my servant thinks I am. I am with him when he makes mention of me. If he makes mention of me to himself, I make mention of him to myself. If he makes mention of me in an assembly, I make mention of him in an assembly better than that. Remember, and that's the word of the day, obviously, remember, that it was me reading that talking should be done with Allah's remembrance. When you mention something, in this case, Allah, when you mention Allah to yourself, and let's deal with that first, so we're talking internally. When you mention something, you refer to it briefly. That's how they define mention. This is something you bring up briefly to you. So you mention it to yourself briefly. And they define it as not going into detail. That's the verb of the definition. Or it's a reference to something or someone. That's the noun of the definition. So I'll take the noun because it's a reference to something or someone. So I'm going to use the noun for this kutbah. Allah has commanded us to remember him. So for us to do just that, we must first make mention of him to ourselves. So you can't put Allah on somebody else's mind if you don't have him on your mind first. It doesn't work that way. We must reference him inside of our own minds, our own hearts. And if you can kind of feel where I'm going with that. Taqwa. This is that created nature that's inside of us that automatically connects us to Allah. Taqwa. It's like the Wi-Fi setup we have here. And if you're new and you look on your device and you search for Wi-Fi and you see our name, you log into it, you connect, and anytime you come back, it will automatically connect unless something's changed. Right? That's how it works. Well, for us as created beings, for us as Adam, we have that same setup inside of us. Our original nature is to connect automatically to Allah. And the way to make sure that that connection is there and working is to mention Allah inside of us. It's to always remember Allah. And I've heard some people say that You know, all that Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, all that ain't necessary. I've heard some people say that, you know, they get weary of somebody that's always saying that. And as I close the first part, when we end in Salat, and in the next ayah in 153, it really discusses Salat, it discusses patience, it discusses sabr. But after Salat, we should make dhikr, right? And dhikr comes from the same word. Dhikr comes from the same word that we're working with right now, dhakra. And after Salat, we make dhikr. And I wonder, why is it okay that we could say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, but when someone is talking, people think it's a bit much or over the top, or they feel some kind of way when somebody says alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. When Allah clearly says to us right here in a command form for us to remember him. More in the next part. I got you, Lord, in our heart, deep into thou's guide us, the great mercy of the Father, grant the bounty without measure. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What better time to remember Allah? So, we also have the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon us, giving us reportedly in the Hadith Qudsi, Allah again telling us that I am with him if he makes mention of me. So, we have already been told that we have two angels, right? Writing down everything we do, good and bad. I mean, we got to understand that. They don't just write down good things. They write down bad things. We can go into that, but not today. But as soon as we mention Allah, even just to ourselves, he is with us. Not that he ever left us, but he's saying that he is with us. Because Allah has already told us that we are closer to him than his neck vein. Right? Closer than that inner vein that leads to the brain. Now we know that there's two veins that lead. When they talk about the jugular vein, there's two veins. I've taught on this before. There are two veins. He is closer than the inner vein that leads to the brain. And before he tells us that, Allah also tells us, and we know what his innermost self thoughts are within him. He knows what our innermost whispers are. So the benefit of making mention to Allah is for us. Because the same word that we're dealing with, it also means to praise. It means praise. When we make mention of Allah, even inside of ourselves, it is praise. And who should be offended by that? And I often wonder, I say, well, if you're offended by that, you know, something's wrong with you. This is the lifestyle of praise, because worship is praise. My creation is for Allah, is just to do that. He's told us that. This goes against the stigma. When somebody's praises, you're praising Allah internally, and you're always trying to remember Allah, so when you're doing it, you're talking to yourself. This goes against the stigma of people who talk to themselves being termed as crazy. But in most circumstances, you know, self-talk remains internal, right? A private speech. You know, we perceive our self-talk to be kind of a faint whisper that we hear in the recesses of our mind. It's something we can say under our breath, silent thoughts. Whatever form the inner dialogue takes is part of the constant stream of a daily consciousness that we're trying to achieve. It is this that we use in waking up of our intellects, trying to connect and make sure that we keep remembrance of Allah. And you know, by the way, people who suffer from those mental disorders such as schizophrenia, or engage in those self-dialogues. You know, you can see them having those conversations with voices inside of their heads. This is very different form of that self-speech. And it's attributed to some, you know, something that's going on with them. It's a medical condition. It's very serious. And it's been taken very lightly over the for many years now. It's not to be taken you know, as a joke. And I'm not making any light of that. So when we're talking to each other and we mention Allah, now we've brought him into our company. Right? We're talking to each other. That's why when we start our meetings, we should start with the Al-Fatiha. Where does Shaitan fit in that if it's with us? If we brought Allah in with us, where does Shaitan fit in there? There's no room for Shaitan when you bring Allah into your company. He doesn't want to be around. This is why everything we should do should start with Bismillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. It doesn't matter if you're walking out the door, cutting grass, shoveling snow. Bring Allah into your company. It's not overkill. It's not doing too much. It's doing just what you're commanded to do. And you know what's amazing? Is that if we mention Allah to ourselves, Allah says he'll mention you to himself or to someone else. He will make mention of us to an assembly better than that. And this is no slight on who we may keep company with. But we cannot even imagine who Allah might mention us to. We can't even imagine that. I mean, you know, Jibril, alayhi salam, other angels. We can't even imagine who he's going to mention us to, say something about us in a good light, say something good about us. And, you know, not many people can say that at some point in their life, it didn't feel good to have someone that you thought highly of make a mention of you. Whether it was a parent, a teacher, or a coach. When you're trying to do something and we get recognition at some point, it felt good. And yes, we learn not to seek that. We learn not to get big-headed. But if I know that if I follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I remember him, and he will remember me, and if I mention him, he will mention me, that, dear brothers and sister, is something to be excited about. This is no small thing. And we have two references to back this up. Today's ayat, remember me, I will remember you. And this is the same word used for both us remembering Allah and Allah remembering us. It's the same word. To me, it means that it puts us on equal terms, so to speak. Not that we're equals to Allah, because we can never be equal to Allah. But it's not one word for us to remember and another word for Allah to remember. It's the same word, the same meaning, the same background. And then we have a reported hadith Qudsi of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make mention of me and I'll make mention of you. Now this sounds like a deal, a trade, a barter. I don't know what it sounds like to you, but it sounds like that's what it sounds like to me. Why does Allah have to make a deal with us? He is above anything we can do for him. He does not need this from us. We need from Allah. I don't know whose phone that is, but you can go ahead and mute it. This way of life is for our benefit. Anything for our benefit, we should be grateful for, right? Anything that comes our way that's good for us, we should naturally be grateful for. Because Allah says, and be grateful to me. So if you remember me and I remember you, then you should be grateful to me. So be grateful. It comes from shakara, right? This is the word it comes from. So you got dhakara and shakara. Real close. One means grateful, to give thanks, and one means to remember. Both mean to give praise. Both means to give praise. When you say shukran, right? You know the word shukran? This is the open acknowledgement of favor, being grateful. It goes, as they say, hand in hand. This word goes hand in hand with Zechariah. How can you not remember Allah and not be grateful? But some people are. Some people get caught up in their own lives and they forget Allah. They forget what has been done for them, even though the hard times they focus on. And don't give Allah, and don't focus on Allah after he told them to remember me. And be thankful to him, even in the hard times. Since both of these words have you thinking, both of these words make you think. It reminds me of a fable about a dog and an oyster. This dog used to love to eat eggs. So one day he saw an oyster and he opened his mouth real wide. He swallowed down this egg, he swallowed down this oyster, and it just tasted so good to him. And afterwards, his stomach started hurting real bad. And he said to himself, well, I deserve this pain because of my foolishness in thinking that everything must be an egg. The moral of the fable is they who act without sufficient thought will often fall into unsuspected danger. When we act without thought, when we just go on impulse like the dog eating what he thought was an egg, oyster shell and all, we fall into danger. And Allah addresses that when he says, and do not deny me. This is kafara, right? I'm not going to go into kafir. I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to go on to that. But listen, it means unbelief, denial, hide. When we do not think about Allah, when we do not think about Allah, when we do not accept the grace and mercy he has given us, we are in denial. We are denying him. We are acting just like that dog, and we are falling into danger. This is why Allah sent messengers and prophets, alayhi salam, to all the prophets. And the word Zechariah is where we find the meaning admonish. Allah sent the Quran to Muhammad, the prophet, peace and blessed be upon him, to admonish. He sent this to warn against being in denial, not thinking, being against disbelief. But more important, he sent it as a reminder. This is the meaning of the word as well, reminder. The Quran is to remind us of Allah. It is to get us into the habit of remembering Allah. It is what we need to reconnect our Wi-Fi back to the main server. It will take us using our intellects for us not to be fooled into thinking everything is an egg, like the fable. But that only comes when we realize that we have not denied Allah. We have Allah in every step, in every thought, in every action. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. We would need to have had reminders help us. There is nothing that we can do better than remember Allah. Because after that, we're going in the best direction. Once you put Allah on your mind, then you've already got yourself back in order. Whatever was going on, however, even if it wasn't even bad, once you get Allah back on your mind, then you at least on the right track. You're in the best direction. How can we want guidance but won't remember Allah? It doesn't work like that. We might miss our exit. We got all these GPS apps now, and there's so much of how people travel. And my point is, we use that and we listen to it for every turn and every landmark. This is just how we should use the Quran. This is just how we should use the Uswa of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And use our own created intellect given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fable used the dog. When you don't think, basically you give up your place in the establishment of the creation. Allah has put you in a high place in the creation where you've been given free thought, the ability to think. This is what makes us different from any other creature in the creation. It is what makes us stand out. It is also what makes us fall back down into the category. And as I close, Allah says, and when they persisted in pursuing in that which had been forbidden, we said, become despised apes. And I bring up this ayah not to debate the meaning of it, but to point out that when we're doing something forbidden, you become something you are not. When you do not think, when you deny Allah in our remembrance, when you go through life without Allah with us at all times, we are becoming like apes, savages, barbarians, whatever you want to term it. And I'm not saying animals have no souls. They have souls. They have their own mode of prayer. Allah, they're a creation from Allah. They're protected. That's why Allah has made sure that we understood how to kill them and what not to do. When they're protected. They have souls. I'm saying that because we are made to be Adam, alayhi salam. And when we don't live up to that, we lose our place in the creation. And what's that saying? You got to pay the cost to be the boss. Well, for us to be Khalifa, we have to act like Khalifa. We have to become Khalifa. That means the best general has to be the best soldier. No 5-star general got to be high ranked because he was a bad soldier. It don't work that way. We've got to learn, regardless of our age, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our conditions, we've got to learn how to take commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one way today that was very clear for us. Allah says, remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me, and do not deny me. Now, inshallah, I have given something of benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for. Let me read the announcements before I move on.